As it stands, Nashville students who get sick or injured may not have a nurse to run to. A proposal made this week seeks to change this by stationing nurses in every metro school. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
Nashville school nurses typically travel among two or three schools each day to administer the treatments prescribed by doctors, such as insulin for diabetes. Those tasks have increased 85% in the past decade, so kids who complain of sickness or fall on the playground don't get the same attention, says Metro Health Director Bill Paul.
And so right now in Metro schools, we have 30,000 students that do not have a nurse on site daily.
That means principals spend about an hour a day as stand-in nurses, says Tony Majors with the district.
We're asking secretaries, teachers, and administrators to make health decisions that are best made by healthcare professionals. And this plan seeks to do that.
The goal is to treat and return more kids to class, cut down on absenteeism, and to communicate better with parents. Mayor Megan Berry will have to consider the money. A nurse in every school would cost $12 million per year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.